Today is Monday, December 16th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Republicans will meet Tuesday as required under federal law to cast the state's electoral college votes for President-elect Donald Trump, not a day earlier as state law calls for. Election officials and the State Department of Justice agreed that federal law should be followed. The Wisconsin Republican Party sued in federal court last week, seeking an order to resolve which of the two conflicting dates they should meet. U.S. District Judge James Peterson dismissed the case Thursday because everyone agreed that the votes should be cast Tuesday, essentially making the lawsuit moot. President-elect Donald Trump's former Wisconsin attorney has lashed out at the state's Democratic Attorney General for filing felony charges against him and two others related to the 2020 fake elector scheme. Jim Tropas said after his initial court appearance Thursday that he was the victim of lawfare that wreaked havoc on his career and personal life. Kenneth Cheesebro, an attorney who advised Trump's 2020 campaign, and Mike Roman, Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020, appeared in court by phone. All three are charged with 11 felony forgery counts. The next court date was set for January 28th. The Act 10 ruling is raising the stakes for the state Supreme Court election in the spring. The controversial 13-year-old law strictly limited public sector bargaining rights in Wisconsin. Last week, a Dane County judge struck down a big portion of the law, but Republicans have already filed an appeal. Michael Childers is a labor education professor at UW-Madison. He says the law also brought the state back more than 50 years, as Wisconsin was a pioneer in the fight for workers' legal rights.
It was the first state in the nation that allowed formally for public sector bargaining and then became the first to basically greatly curtail bargaining rights for all but police and fire in the state.
He says Act 10 changed the ability of public sector workers in Wisconsin to have influence over their workplace. Wisconsin experienced the largest decline of union membership in the U.S. over the past decade. Case is almost certainly headed to the state Supreme Court. If Act 10 is struck down by Wisconsin's High Court, it could open the door for a resurgence of union engagement across the state. The court currently has a liberal majority, so the public workers who filed the lawsuit hope justices act before the election. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she will support President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Department of Transportation former Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy. Baldwin and Duffy met Thursday. She says her priority is whether a pick will be good for the Badger State, and she believes Duffy would be. She says the two have worked together before and will do so again to provide Wisconsin with clean drinking water, good transportation options, and shipping options. Officials say roughly 70,000 gallons of oil from a pipeline spilled into the ground in Wisconsin. The problem was discovered November 11th in Jefferson County, 60 miles west of Milwaukee, by an Enbridge energy technician. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel cited a federal accident report. Enbridge told the newspaper that the spill on the company's Line 6 was caused by a faulty connection on a pump transfer pipe. The Canadian company says about 60% of the soil has been removed. Enbridge said the spill was immediately reported to regulators, though the report by a federal pipeline safety agency said the line was likely leaking for an extended period of time. Line 6 is a 465-mile pipeline carrying crude oil from Superior, Wisconsin, to a terminal in Indiana. Critics noted the spill was discovered during the same week that Wisconsin regulators approved the first permits for Enbridge's plan to move the aging Line 5 pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. Opponents said it would still threaten the region's watershed and perpetuate the use of fossil fuels. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up a new religious rights case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. The justices Friday said they will review a divided state Supreme Court ruling that refused to grant an exemption to the Catholic Charities Bureau based in Superior. The state court ruled that the work of Catholic Charities and four related organizations is primarily not religious, although it found that the motivation to help older, disabled, and low-income people stems from Catholic teachings. The case will probably be argued in the spring. The Supreme Court in recent years has issued an unbroken string of decisions siding with churches and religious plaintiffs in dispute with states. Regulating ghost guns in Wisconsin, state Democratic lawmakers and law enforcement officials want to take action after a ghost gun was believed to have been used in the fatal New York City shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says she intends to reintroduce legislation to ban the untraceable homemade firearms without serial numbers. Hesselbein's proposal was originally presented after four people were injured when authorities said a ghost gun was used in a 2018 workplace shooting at a Dane County technology company. President Joe Biden is commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the coronavirus pandemic and pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes. Among them are two people from Wisconsin, Jerry Manning of Sun Prairie and Audrey Simone of Prescott. The White House says it's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. Clemency follows a broad pardon for his son Hunter, who was prosecuted for gun and tax crimes. Biden is under pressure from advocacy groups to pardon broad swaths of people before the Trump administration takes over in January. He's also weighing whether to issue preemptive pardons to those who investigated Donald Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 election and are facing possible retribution when he takes office. The U.S. Postal Service reminds you of its recommended mailing and shipping dates for holiday mail and packages. Recommended send-by dates for expected delivery before December 25th are for items sent to addresses in Alaska and Hawaii. USPS Ground Advantage service should be mailed today. First class mail service by Wednesday, priority mail service by Thursday, and priority mail express service by Friday. For items sent to addresses in the contiguous United States, USPS Ground Advantage service and first class mail service should be mailed by this Wednesday, priority mail service by Thursday, and priority mail express service by Saturday. For customers sending packages internationally or to military addresses, USPS suggests checking the complete list of recommended holiday mailing and shipping dates at usps.com/holiday-shipping-dates. For tips on preparing shipments, including packaging guidelines, ordering free shipping supplies, and information on local post office location hours, visit usps.com. Record holiday travel numbers are projected for Wisconsin. According to AAA, nearly 2.4 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home between December 21st and New Year's Day, breaking the previous all-time high set last year by over 76,000. Nearly 90% of those travelers will drive to their destinations. Nationally, AAA forecasts that 107 million people will take a holiday road trip of 50 miles plus, just missing the all-time mark set in 2019. They also expect air travel to set a new record this holiday season. If you're cold, your pets are too. Bring them inside. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo explains how they're affected by temperatures too.
If dogs have to remain outdoors, they'll need to be inside of an enclosed kennel with a doghouse as a shelter from the sub-zero temperatures. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. So be aware of your animal's tolerance for the cold weather and adjust accordingly. For example, you'll probably need to shorten your dog's walks in frigid temperatures. Along with short-haired pets, short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies are more likely to come in contact with the snow-covered ground. And pets with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, and hormonal imbalances may also have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. And the same goes for very young and very old animals. If you need help determining your pet's temperature limits, consult your vet. And some things that you can do is provide choices or stay inside. Play dress up and consider a dog sweater or a coat. And always check their paws. They could crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. And be aware, if your pet is whining, shivering, seems anxious, slows down or stops moving, or they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly because they're showing signs of hypothermia.
As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this month. Two opportunities to give will be held today. The first will be from 9 to 2 at the Baraboo Fire and EMS Station. The second will be from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Bring joy to someone facing a medical emergency by giving the gift of life. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to help ensure patients can continue to receive the care they need in the coming weeks. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.